including lead vocalist Isa Perez from Havana, Cuba, and Palante is putting on a KBOO benefit salsa dance party. Come hear us on Sunday night, October 20th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Celebrate with us on the big dance floor at Fontainebleau Nightclub. The club is at Northeast 3rd and Broadway in Portland.
Meet new friends and enjoy a KBOO community event with some exciting Latin flavor. That's Palante, Sunday, October 20th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at Northeast 3rd and Broadway. More details at kboo.fm.
You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. The time is just at 11 o'clock. Up next is Health Watch. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde Vocational Rehabilitation Program, providing assistance to eligible tribal members with disabilities on regaining and retaining and securing employment, particular to their strengths, capabilities, and experience. Information at grandron.org or 1-800-242-8196.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guest is Gary Knoll. Gary is an internationally renowned expert in the field of health and nutrition, the author of more than 70 books, and the director of more than 100 critically acclaimed documentaries. He's the host of The Gary Knoll Show, the country's longest-running nationally syndicated health radio talk show. And he's here today on Health Watch to talk about his new book, Reboot Your Brain, A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer's, Brain Aging, and More. Welcome back to Health Watch, Gary Knoll.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm sorry I'm on a cell phone, but I'm up in the mountains of the country, so I don't have a landline.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good connection, Gary. So at the beginning of Reboot Your Brain, you talk about how we live in denial of cause and effect, that we act as if diseases suddenly appear. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that relates to brain health?
Sure. I learned through stories. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia called Parkersburg, and as I was growing up, I saw a phenomena. No one ever got healthier the older they got. And I was led to believe that it was normal to have diabetes by the age of 40, to have heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer by 60, 65. And if you were lucky to reach 70, then that was an exception. They had a very fatalistic idea that somehow your number was up, and that's what determined it. It was all in your genes. Nothing about lifestyle. So the people from my generation, the baby boomers generation, our parents would drink coffee and have cigarettes after almost every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And in fact, I remember my mom once telling me when I said, Mom, cigarette smoking is bad. Well, it's not bad. My doctor tells me it'll calm my nerves. I found a full-page ad in the Journal of the American Medical Association where Lucky Strikes was good for your throat and calm nerves. 47,000 doctors recommended it. And there were a lot of ads like that. In fact, I did a whole compilation of what medicine has told us would be good for women that end up being just the opposite. So we've lived with these myths, and yet these myths have enormous power. It's like synthetic hormone replacement therapy. 10 million American women take it. It turns off hot flashes. It helps with osteoporosis. That it does do. But it also increases your risk by 13% of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, dementia, heart attack, stroke, and colorectal cancer. Well, that's 1.3 million women whose lives we put at risk for taking something that had we lived a different life, had we looked at life differently, they'd be using lots of fruits and vegetables, which can prevent from cancers. They can turn off hot flashes. Dong Quai, the most commonly used herb in the world, can turn off hot flashes. Blue Co-Host, Bi-Co-Host, Vitex, and vitamin D3, boron, calcium, magnesium, citrate can remineralize the bones. So for those of those of us who are in the health field, we look at using nature, not to the exclusion of medicine, of course, but look at nature whenever possible to prevent a condition. And then when I got to New York, I spent virtually 33 years as a research fellow and as a scientist at the Institute of Applied Biology and Anti-Aging Medicine. And then my PhD is in human nutrition and public health science. And I'm also a registered dietitian and a clinician in health and a professor at the University of Fairleigh Dickinson University in public health. So all that background taught me what? That you have to look at cause and effect, that everything is cumulative. And then I learned that virtually my entire generation, all of us, maybe 2 or 3% is an exception, learned this lesson. One day you reach a goal, you turn around and say, oh my goodness, look what happened that caused me to reach this goal. Now that goal might be a heart attack, stroke, cancer, maybe divorce, bankruptcy, maybe having a kid to commit suicide, maybe that you end up with a iatrogenic or medically induced injury. But it's only when we look at it and then try to piece the pieces from the past together. And I believe that we, the more progressive-minded people in this society, of which there are many, and it has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with left, right, conservative, liberal. It has to do with seeking the truth. We're asking a different question. What do I want my goal to be? Do I want to live a long life, a healthy life? Do I want clarity of thought? Do I want disease or do I want wellness? Because you have a choice. And then only select those things that allow you what you want. So if I want happiness, I have to think happy thoughts. I have to look at how to depersonalize a lot of the anger. I have to not make everything make me feel like a victim. I have to look for my positive lessons, even in negative circumstances. And that is how I believe that we should be living. Therefore, we can do two things. We can turn around diseases. We've done it many times. I've had 47 clinical studies on lifestyle and behavior modification with over 35,000 participants, all medically supervised, and we've turned around all menopausal symptoms. For example, we've turned around baldness, we've turned around depression, we've turned around Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis. Hard as that may seem, but it didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of effort because you have to take two steps. You have to stop doing what's causing and contributing at some level to your pain, suffering, inflammation, and disease. And then you have to take the things in your body, thoughts, liquids, foods, environment, whatever it may be, that it heals the body and turns off inflammation. And when you do this enough times with enough people, that's the result you get. And then one day, you have someone like, let's say, Kenny, a 44-year-old plumber from New Jersey, and who came to a brain study group we were doing. Again, not a medical study. It was a lifestyle behavior modification. And to get in the study, you had to have a medically non-responsive condition, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, memory loss, myasthenia gravis. And then we have our board-certified neurologist make sure that everyone has these conditions, is under medication, treatment, et cetera. And then we see over a year, meeting once a week, what happens. And it's free. I do it as a public service. And the results were that Kenny, in his last meeting with his doctor, said that he would have to now start redesigning his house to put ramps in, because without the ramps, he would lose coordination, he'd fall and injure himself. But with ramps, at least he could get from the bedroom to the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom.
Gary, I'm just going to jump in for a minute, and we can continue with the story about Kenny, but we're going to invite Ani and Jen into the studio to just talk to our listeners about how they can get a copy of Reboot Your Brain, and we'll be right back with you.
Sure.
Getting a copy of Reboot Your Brain, is so easy to do. You do it by giving us a call at 877-500-5266 and let us know that you support KBOO, you want to become a member of KBOO or renew your membership today, and that you're able to contribute at least $60. And in that case, we would love to thank you with a copy of Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null. You're hearing the interview right now with Dr. David Naiman. And it's fascinating information. KBOO brings you fascinating information every weekday morning during the Radio Zine. So many topics get covered during the course of the week. It's amazing. It's a lot about health and keeping us healthy as individuals and as community members, whether it's the bike show, whether it's the food show, whether it's Dr. David Naiman's Health Watch. There are so many programs that are there talking about community health and individual health, and that's one of the reasons why it's important to support KABU. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Or you can come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you. Are you wondering about how to best care for yourself as you age? Do you have loved ones that are getting older and you're concerned about Alzheimer's or anxiety, brain aging? This is a great book that you can get today, Reboot Your Brain, $60 minimum pledge. Just give us a call, 877-500-5266. Help us out at KABU. We depend on your membership, your support, to keep this kind of vital information on the air, information you're not likely to get anywhere else. This Dr. Gary Null, he has 35 years of investigative work in the anti-aging sciences, and he's developed this book, Reboot Your Brain. You can get it for a $60 minimum pledge, 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm. Whether it's $1 a day, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever fits right for your pocketbook, it's vital for us to keep us on the air, to keep us giving you this information that can help you and your loved ones directly. There's information that you can learn today that might make a big difference and your personal life.
So, and KABU makes a big difference in your life every day. That's why you listen. That's why you are tuned to the mighty KBOO. It is important that you provide the funding for this resource that you have come to rely on. Please do give us a call right now. That $60 minimum contribution. You can get a copy of this book, Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null, 877-500-5266. Help us raise the $400 needed for this hour. And again, we can do that together. 877-500-5266. We've got two phone lines left open, so let's fill those up with your support. Thanks so much for calling. Keep those calls coming in. 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Ani
and
Jen.
I will do the following. I will give you right now a $500 matching for me personally to help your good station and all the good work that you do.
That's fantastic, Gary. So again, we have a $500 matching donation from our guest today, Gary Null. So definitely call in today at 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. So Gary, one of the exciting things about when people hear that it's cumulative, that it isn't one hamburger, it's the 3,000th hamburger over many years that are going to cause these problems. We used to think that the brain didn't change, that we didn't make more neurons, that it only degenerated as we aged. But we're now learning that you can regenerate the brain and that you can actually create new neurons even in middle and old age. It's something that's quite new. Can you tell us about some of the brain science?
You're absolutely correct. Not only did we think that the brain couldn't change, whatever you were born with, and by the time you reach full brain maturity, about anywhere from 14 to 18, that was it. And the same way with the heart. Now we know that both the heart can change and the brain can change. Let me finish off two little examples to highlight this. So when Kenny came, the meeting started 7 o'clock, and we had to film everybody. So we have an entry point where they tell their life story. And it takes about 5 hours the first night because we had all these people have to say, well, I have this diagnosis, I'm on these meds, I'm going downhill, et cetera. And Kenny wasn't there, and his wife comes upstairs and says, he can't make it up the steps, I can't help him. So I went downstairs, and I got on one side, she got on the other, so we helped Kenny up the steps. He couldn't stand alone, and he got up in front of the camera, he had a hard time speaking, his speech was slurred, and then he sat there. Now, jump ahead, 16 months later, Kenny goes to his neurologist, two different board-certified neurologists, New Jersey, and they are surprised. In fact, they're shocked. So they have to do a whole new battery of tests because they can't find any demyelination of his central nervous system. They can't find any markers of multiple sclerosis. None. He's normal. He's healthy. He's got his full muscle capacity back, coordination, speech. So they do another set of tests, and then they start to question the original treatment. And he said, if you're telling me that you treated me for 5 years every month and you mistreated me, that's malpractice. He said, can't you at least acknowledge that you got it right, but you didn't have the treatment right? And I did natural treatments, and I'm back today with no MS. Now, he wasn't alone. There's a woman who is a professor at New York University. Her name is Marie McGovern. And the fact, Marie, I just spoke with this morning. Marie had advanced multiple Alzheimer's, and she was so bad that she hadn't bathed in 6 months. She sat in the same sweat outfit at home, and a friend would bring her Chinese food each day. She couldn't go outside because she couldn't remember where she lived. She couldn't use money. She didn't know its value. She couldn't buy anything. She didn't know what to do with it. She couldn't do anything at all. And if you saw her in the first video of how disheveled she was, and yet 16 months later, she's back to being able to go to the museum where she taught art to students and go back to the old masters and explain each one. You would never know there was a thing wrong with her. And yet all the people who were with her at New York University Rush Center and their Alzheimer's, they all went downhill. She was the only one not. And she will say today she would have been dead. She had been in a nursing home out in Indiana, her home state, where she was on her way. Because we don't know what happens to people who get no longer capable of being helped with Alzheimer's or conditions where they have to be monitored 24/7. They go into these places and they're kept on meds, tranquilized until they die. It's terrible. And like a lot of nursing homes in America, where people die of thirst because no one bothers to see are they properly hydrated, or they die of malnutrition. It actually happens each year. In any case, today she's a healthy, dynamic, normal person. Her name is Marie McGovern. And then there's a young boy named Jonathan Ortega. His mother and father are New York City African-American police officers, 20-year veterans. One had to work night, one today, because you have to be with an autistic kid 24/7. And he hadn't spoken in 12 years after his vaccines, and he was on 4 different antipsychotic medications. He was still acting out. They said, yeah, put him on a 5th or put him in a home. And she heard me on the radio, because I'm on WBAI for 37 and a half years, which is non-commercial radio, and at noon. And lo and behold, they tried a protocol on that was meant to help people with seizures, and it helped him. Lo and behold, not only did it help him, but then she came in. I put him on a whole protocol for autism. And then about 11 months later, mind you, he has not said a single word in 12 years. He would grunt, and he went to the door, and she's at the dining table, and he said, Mother, open the door for me. And she about fell on the floor. Whoa, what did you just say? He was speaking. And then there was a woman, the last case I'm going to explain. This woman had multiple conditions. She had mycoplasma in her lungs, which meant constant pneumonia. She is a major nurse, too, an oncological nurse at Long Island Jewish Hospital, nurse administrator for 18 years, 35 years nurse. And she had adult acne. She had fatigue. She had night sweats, hot flashes. She had thinning of the bones. She had weight gain. She had hair coming out in clumps every time she took a shower. And she had short-term memory loss. She was going through menopause. So I put them all on a protocol. All those protocols are in the book. And then I was invited to be a keynote speaker before a group of anti-aging scientists, over 6,000 in Washington, D.C., at a national conference. And so I went up on stage, and I said, I have a 22-minute talk here on the study I did with 287 women, who had all were in menopause, and after 1 month of meeting, 1 year with meeting every month, I met with him 52 times every week for 3 hours for 1 year. And here are the blood chemistry results. Here's all this. And I said, first of all, look, their hair started to stop falling out. Their hair returned to its natural color, natural blonde, natural brunette, natural redhead.
Gary, I'm going to have to jump in one more time. We're going to invite Annie and Jen back in about how people can get a copy of the book and also to donate due to your generous $500 matching grant. And after the break, I'd love to talk about some of the specifics of the treatment protocols and reboot your brain.
Can I just say this before they come in, please?
Sure.
Instead of giving them the results of the most comprehensive anti-menopause protocol in history, only with diet and exercise and behavior modification, no drugs, we reversed night sweats, hot flashes, we reversed weight gain, mood swings, we reversed insomnia, we reversed problems with sagging and bagging of the skin, we reversed loss of libido, vaginal dryness, we reversed those, and to such a high degree that we actually did it again. And I brought out on stage, instead of giving my presentation, I said, I hear all these scientists here talking all day about how you need more research money to do stem cells to help with people with Alzheimer's. Well, here's someone that we've reversed their Alzheimer's. Here's someone we reversed their autism. Here's someone we reversed some menopausal symptoms. Here's someone we reversed some multiple sclerosis. And these people came out on stage. Now, I introduced them. They spoke. And they had never seen this. We had never seen cases reversed across the board. And then when I finished my 22 minutes of telling these people, these are real people. These are not lab rats. These are not hypotheses. This is not anecdotal because there's thousands of them we did it with. I took them out in the hallway. Over 1,000 of these scientists and physicians ran outside to talk with them. So this is no longer something that is considered not believable. All of these protocols of how to reverse depression, anxiety, insomnia, memory loss, fatigue, the Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, brain allergies, brain fog, brain trauma, everything dealing with the brain, to actually rejuvenate the brain, to rebuild dendrites that can cause messages to go from point A to point B, and suddenly you think 20 years younger. All of these are in Reboot Your Brain, which is the culmination of my 40 years in anti-aging research, and that's what they're actually calling in to get, with recipes, with protocols, and over 100 of the people who were in these clinical studies telling you how they reversed depression, where they're on meds, reversed anxiety, reversed memory loss. And you talk about a problem. We have 100 million Americans who are facing memory loss right now. We have 8,000 Americans hitting 65 every day of the week, every day of the week. We have no way of preventing anything, no protocols to help these people. We have an epidemic of mind-damaging lifestyles that we haven't paid attention to. And as you said, the small incremental amounts. We never would have thought the President of the United States would get a triple clean bill of health and then 3 weeks later be rushed in for triple bypass surgery to save his life because the best and brightest doctors missed it. They didn't look at the cumulative effect of those cheeseburgers, the bad lifestyle, until it almost killed President Clinton.
We're gonna jump in now and give people an opportunity to get Reboot Your Brain, but I'm really looking forward to talking about some of the specifics of your protocol. So, Ani, do you want to talk about how people can get a copy of the book?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a totally exciting morning here at KBOO. Gary Null has just offered a $500 match for your support, which means he's going to be matching dollar for dollar the next $500 that comes in to support community radio this morning. And you do it by calling 877-500-5266. Your contribution of any amount is welcomed and needed, but if you are able to contribute $60 or more, we would love to give you a copy of Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null as our way of thanking you for taking this action right now to support your community radio station, KBOO. That's 877-500-5266, or you can join us online at kboo.fm.
And this is the perfect time to call, the very best time to call, because your donations will be doubled. We've got a $500 matching grant from Gary Null. We so appreciate it. We so welcome your support. You can get life-changing information. Are you concerned about aging, or do you have someone in your life that you're concerned about as they're growing older? We're all dealing with this in our lives. This is an excellent opportunity for you to get this book by Gary Null, Reboot Your Brain, subtitled A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Depression, Anxiety, Alzheimer's, Brain Aging, and More. 877-500-5266. Make your contribution to KBOO double. We've got a $500 matching grant. This is the perfect time to call. I love it whenever I can give to KBOO and know that my money is going to be doubled. It doesn't matter whether it's $20 a year or $100 a year or a dollar a day. Every member is important. You are what make KBOO run. We cannot do it without you. 877-500-5266. We've got lots of phones ringing. Jesse and Rich and Albany are our friendly volunteers waiting to take your call. 877-500-5266. Now is the time. If you thought, well, I enjoy listening to KBOO, but I don't always give. Maybe right now you're thinking I'll give later on. No, now is the time because we've got this fantastic $500 matching grant from Gary Null. We so much appreciate. And you can get a for only $60 minimum pledge. We would love to send you a copy of this book, Reboot Your Brain. Why not give it a try? There's a lot of information in there for folks that are dealing with anxiety, Alzheimer's, brain aging, dementia. 877-500-5266. Or you can come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. There's a lot of friendly people here waiting to take your call. We would love to meet you. We'll give you a tour of the station. Or you can go to kboo.fm, 877-500-5266. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's $10 a month or $20 for the whole year, whether it's a dollar a day or it's $75 a month. We appreciate all of your donations. Your support is what makes KBOO go. 83% of KBOO's revenue comes directly from individual donors. So if you're listening and you've never actually given and you think, well, my little contribution is not going to make a difference, no, it makes a huge difference. And when we all link together, we can bring this kind of vital information to the airwaves. You know, a lot of us have seniors in our lives that we love, we're concerned about. Maybe you yourself are senior and you're thinking about ways that you want to take care of yourself as you get older. There's some information in this book that maybe would be really vital to you. Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null for only a $60 minimum pledge. And we'll be happy to send this to you as a thank you gift. And you will be also supporting all of the fantastic information that you get here on KBOO. You know, Dr. David Naiman brings us so much information on Health Watch that we can use in our daily lives to make us more vital, stronger, and healthier. And this is information you're not going to hear hardly anywhere else. Where else are you going to learn this kind of information? Gary Null's given us a $500 matching grant. So if you're saying, well, I can only give $20, guess what? If you give right now, you'll be giving $40. If you give $100, you're going to be giving us $200. That goes a long way here because almost everyone that you hear on the airways were volunteers. There's over 500 volunteers. You could become a volunteer here at KBOO. And we are so dependent on your support. You know, this is community radio. We depend on you. 877-500-5266. Pick up the phone and support us. Right now, we can double whatever you give. It will be doubled with this $500 matching grant from Gary Null. We're so grateful for that. And pick up a copy of this fantastic book, Reboot Your Brain, $60 minimum pledge for you or for seniors in your life. Can be very helpful. This is information we need. We've only got a few more seconds. Let's go. We need to hear more phone calls, please. 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm or come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you. Did you know you can volunteer here? We have over 500 volunteers. It's community radio, folks. We need you. 877-500-5266.
We're back with Gary Null, the author of Reboot Your Brain. So, Gary, if we have people in the audience, listening audience, who are worried about memory loss, worried about preventing dementia, or maybe slowing down or reversing dementia, what are some of the nutritional and supplement protocols that you put people through?
I'm going to go through them very specifically because I want to see that people, if nothing else during this program, learn what they can do very practically speaking. But I'm really wanting to help your station And I'm going to do one more thing today. Every person that has called in today or will call in, I'm also going to give them a free documentary, award-winning documentary, called Reversing Brain Aging Naturally. That's the gift when they call and support your station with that pledge. That's a $40 video free when they call in and they get the book, Reboot Your Brain. That costs you nothing. That's my gift to you for the good work you're doing. In my world, I believe if we have a gift, we give a gift.
Thanks. So thanks very much, Gary. That's wonderful.
So everyone, and I just aired that for the first time in Denver on PBS Channel 12 2 weeks ago Thursday night. And just so you know, to get on a PBS station, you have to be vetted. You have to be vetted for the quality of the information, the accuracy of the information, the quality of the experts and their background and credentials. And we passed with flying colors. And they grade you on a scale of 0, which is not good. 5 is the highest rating they have. They generally air you sometime between 5 in the afternoon and 8 at night. They never air anyone and raise money at 11. We were only on 11 because it was the only time they had. We were testing it, and it was a 5+. So it's the highest rating. That is on PBS in Denver, on PBS in Atlanta. I just tested it. It's rolling out nationwide in December, and they're offering that for $40. $75. I'm giving that free with all these great experts, neurologists, a neuroscientist, a behavioralist, all the people who will help you, guide you in reversing your brain aging, improving your memory, overcoming insomnia without all the purple pills or the other pills that allow you to sleep, but natural sleep, how to get back your brain. These are all in the video. The video costs you nothing if you call and give that simple a phone call, and you're supporting the station for Reboot Your Brain. So you're getting not only the matching fund of $500, you're also getting every single person that has called, every person that will call, will get a copy of this video. So when you get the book, you'll get your DVD with the book as my gift to the station and to the people here to help you. Now, let's go to some specifics. Let's say that we've got 10 things we want to do to help slow down the brain aging and reverse it and improve our memory. One, it's pro-inflammatory items that cause inflammation more than anything else. Now, what does that mean? It means the following: hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, coffee, alcohol, cigarette smoking, environmental toxins like pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and high levels of stress. So if it causes inflammation, and deep fried foods, inflammation, barbecued ribs, inflammation. Now, when you watch a Sunday sporting event, no matter what it is, tennis, soccer, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, the commercials are almost always for foods or beverages, and almost all of those are pro-inflammatory. So what we have is we have people eating things that are really not good for them. And that is what you've got to realize first and foremost. You got to give up the pro-inflammatory, because those accumulate in pro-inflammatory foods. Let me just give you a real quick example. If you have a bun or a bagel or toast, anything made with carbohydrates, those are refined carbohydrates. They have chemicals, bromated chemicals, which are highly allergenic. But in the cooking process to make the skin of it brown and crisp, like a potato chip or a french fry, there's a byproduct called acrylamides. And acrylamides, once you take them into your system, you start to digest them, they're really bad. They're carcinogenic, but also they can mix in the body with proteins, and they cause what is called glycation. Now visualize a chicken, plump, moist. Before you put it in the oven, and 2 hours later you take it out of the oven, and it's crisp and brown. That's glycation. And glycation speeds up the aging of your brain cells, your neurons. It destroys them. It also destroys the energy in the brain called the mitochondria cells. So that's why the older we get, the less sharp we generally are, unless we've protected those mitochondria. Now, in other cultures, in Formosa, in Okinawa, in Crete, in Georgia, which is a part of the old Russian republics but now is an independent state, in the Italian, Spanish, French Riviera, in the Mediterranean. They eat foods like purslane, which is a great, great green to eat, very crispy, crunchy, tasty. They eat a lot of sorrel, basil, thyme, rosemary, oregano, dill, mint, and they're fresh. If you go into an Italian farm and you go into their house, you'll see trays of fresh herbs growing, and they clip them, pick them. We don't. We buy them dry, which is, it's not the best way of using an herb. It's always best to have them fresh, and it's best to grow your own herbs. And being a certified organic farmer my whole life and teaching farming and organic farming, and I'm a beekeeper, and I teach sustainability, moving back to the earth, supporting local economies. I'm opposed to GMOs. One of my documentaries is Seeds of Death, which is against GMOs. In any case, you want that locally grown herb, because the herbs are powerhouses of antioxidants, good nutrients, and phytonutrients. So you want to put that into your body, and that's what they do. That's why you have more people living over 100 and living healthy and vital in these countries. Now, when I was last in Italy, I'm out in the countryside, and what a difference between how they eat in the country in Italy versus in Rome or Naples or Venice. They take their time. They don't rush. They eat small portions. And they don't finish with a cake or ice cream or some highly sugared confection. They more often than not finish with a fruit. They have red wine more often than not that they make themselves, so it has only 1 or 2% alcohol, but it's loaded with resveratrol. And resveratrol, res, R-E-S, vera, trol, T-R-O-L, resveratrol is a nutrient found in grapes. So if you ate red grapes, blue grapes, black grapes, grape juice, you're flooding your body with something that can help the telomeres, which are the caps at the end of chromosomes, live longer. And the longer those telomeres are linked and allowed to live, the longer your lifespan. That's true in every part of your body, including your brain. Your heart is improved. Your cancer level is reduced. So that's step one. Small amounts of food, fresh food, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of fresh herbs. And I just gave you the best herbs to take into your body. And not dry, but fresh. And you can grow them also. And next is a big, big plus, sprouts. Sunflower sprouts, which only take 7 days to grow. And then your cruciferous sprouts, like radish sprouts, mustard sprouts, daikon sprouts. These are part of the cruciferous vegetables. And the cruciferous help you live a longer life, prevent cancer, reverse cancer, because they contain chemicals called indole-3-carbinol. And those indole-3-carbinols can help stop the cancer from creating, spreading, and actually protect your cells. Then you want to take in something that's a super, superstar of anti-aging. It is the Elvis of anti-aging nutrients. It's called curcumin. Cure, C-U-R, curcumin, C-U-M-I-N. Now, curcumin is the active ingredient in the spice called turmeric. And turmeric is what they use to make curries. And there are hundreds of curries that can be made in India. And curcumin is the active ingredient. Well, it will repair DNA. It blocks cancer. It blocks, it turns off inflammation. If you have arthritis, it helps you. If you have fibromyalgia, muscle pain, it helps you. If you have macular degeneration, it helps you. If you have high blood pressure, it helps you. All these things curcumin does. Then the two best things, just remember this. If it's true that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and yes, it's a metaphor, but it's actually has truth in it, because the apple skin, an organic apple skin, is extremely powerful because it has apple pectin. And apple pectin has polyphenols in it and quercetin that helps protect you, helps your skin so your skin doesn't age and get wrinkled and drag and jowly. It helps prevent bruising. It helps strengthen your immune system. It helps increase natural killer cell activity, so you can scavenge, your immune system can scavenge and kill and engulf through what is called phagocytosis. Little cancer cells eat them up like a Pac-Man, boom, 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 eat them up. More apple juice you have, the more apple juice you have, the better it is.
Gary, we're going to... Gary, we're going to invite Ani and Jen back in, and have you just hold on one more time, because we want to make sure people can get a copy of Reboot Your Brain.
I am thrilled to know that two of my favorite foods, grapes and apples, may help to save my life. I'm totally thrilled with that. And right now, I know that you're getting information that you are excited about, that you want to put into play in your life, and you can do it. Because KBOO is here bringing you these voices, bringing you the ideas and information that these folks from all so many walks of life come together to share with us through this the power of this airwave. Please call right now and be a part of this effort. 877-500-5266. It's a very exciting time here at KBOO, your community radio station. Gary himself is an enthusiastic supporter. He has offered a $500 matching grant, which is amazing. We love that. Thank you so much to Gary. And to encourage your call at 877-500-5266, and you can get your donation matched right now by Gary and help us really make some ground here in this fall membership drive. Also, he has offered his DVD for Reboot Your Brain, $40 value. He says he's offering that up to listeners that call and pledge. $60 minimum pledge will get you a copy of that DVD, and you can make that call right now at 877-500-5266. Online, you can also join us at kboo.fm.
This is the golden time to pledge. This is the best time that you can possibly pledge, because if you give $20 to KBOO, automatically that will be doubled to $40. If you give $100, it will be $200, because we have a wonderful, very generous matching grant from Gary Null. Gary Null has given us a $500 matching grant. You can call at 877-500-5266. Make your contribution to KBOO and it will be doubled automatically. And Gary Null has offered a DVD for a $60 minimum pledge. You can get a hold of this and learn about how to reboot your brain, the ways to fight memory loss, dementia, depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, brain aging, and more. You know, so many of us have seniors in our life, or we ourselves are aging. This is valuable information that can protect your health. Come help protect the health of KBOO. Become a member today, 877-500-5266.
That's right. I'm aging right now, and so are you. And that's the point of this, is how to actually do that a little bit gracefully, and how to do that with good health. Because, in fact, we can maintain good health into our later years if we know how to do it, if we know, in fact, what to eat and how to exercise. And this is the book and DVD that will help us achieve that information and really integrate it into our lives. You're hearing about it here on KBOO, KBOO, your community radio station. Again, with your $60 contribution, you can get a copy of that book and DVD, all provided generously by Gary Null this morning, as well as his matching grant. So call now, get your book, your DVD, and have your donation matched at 877-500-5266. $60 minimum contribution, and all this can be yours. And you'll know that you are doing your part to support community radio. 877-500-5266.
I'll just piggyback on Ani's comments and encourage you to let Gary Null's generosity today be infectious. He's done a $500 matching grant. He's offered a $40 value DVD if you call and get a copy of the book, a $60 pledge or a larger. So call today at 877-500-5266. And we're back again with Gary Null, of the author of Reboot Your Brain. So Gary, I'm sorry we had to interrupt you again about some of the supplement and dietary protocols. Did you have another point in that area?
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting wound up here.
Okay, great.
My joy in life is seeing each day that people are made healthy and happier. And that's why I do all this. By the way, in 37 and a half years on WBAI, I've never accepted a salary because I wanted my salary to go to the station. In 31 years on KPFK, every week, 6 hours in Los Angeles, again, I the money goes to the station. So in my world, I'm there to support, as I have with 36 different specials on PBS. My first was How to Live Forever. It's always about helping the audience. Why? Because today, I find audiences everywhere are exploited. First, they're exploited by giving them wrong information. They're told them, we're told what to eat with confidence that it won't hurt us, and it does. What to drink, and it does, it hurts us. We're told do all things in moderation, but unless I'm mistaken, a modern amount of a toxin is still toxic. Something is poisonous, and a modern amount is still poisonous. How can you say, for example, that mercury in a modern amount is okay? It's not okay. One part per billion is enough to destroy a brain cell. That's one drop from an eyedropper in an Olympic swimming pool would make the entire pool toxic. So this idea that somehow we can just trust major industries, we can trust the media, we can trust the governmental agencies, they've all got our best interests at stake, and then we realize that they don't. We're not naive, we're not stupid. We have been innocent in one respect in that we've trusted, but that's more often been tempered by the idea that we wake up one day and we see, well, if we were given all this information, why aren't we healthier? Why is it in France ADD and ADHD and drugs for it are 0.5% in the United States? It's 14%. I mean, why do 9 million American kids have to take a class 2 drug, same class as heroin, to go to school each day? And yet, in other countries, they have no kids taking drugs to go to school today. This is how we've been exploited, and I think people are wise enough to realize that we have to deconstruct these myths and start to live a more authentic, honest, and meaningful life. And that's one of the reasons your station exists. Your station is the antidote to the heavily commercialized, proselytized, everything it commodified, marketplace-driven media. You're not. You have integrity. You seek out venues and people whose voices empower people. You are a voice of the voiceless. To me, that's important. That's why I'm willing to help. That's why I gave a matching fund. That's why I'm willing to give a free video for everyone calls and get Reboot Your Brain. Because I want to see you do well. I want to see your audience do well. They need a break. Everybody needs a break. An unconditional gift. And that's what it is. So here's what we're doing. First, we're showing that simple things make a difference. Now, yes, if we smoked one cigarette and came down with lung cancer, drank one glass of scotch, bourbon, gin, vodka, and came down with cirrhosis of the liver, if we ate one fast food meal and came down with a heart attack, you bet that overnight we would stop doing these things. But we don't. And we never know the magic number. The magic number of when we get GERD from drinking coffee and gastric reflux into the esophagus and the highly acidic system that we have. And every glass of coffee you drink, and they don't tell you this, but they should, it causes diuretic action. That means vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, those are lessened in the body. But you need vitamin C, you need B6. You need B12, you need folic acid, you need trimethylglycine. Why? Because that keeps down an inflammatory marker that's predictive of a heart attack, and it's called homocysteine. You can't feel homocysteine. You don't know it's there. Most people until a few years ago never tested for it. And if you don't test for homocysteine level, you would know you're a walking heart attack. Now, every 15 seconds, an American either has a heart attack or a stroke, and every minute someone's dying from it. And as a result, we're not doing our job because we're feeding what causes disease, and whatever causes disease causes premature aging of the brain. So if you think that you can have a bad heart or diabetes or be overweight and be healthy, it's wrong. We have about 25, 28 million registered, meaning known diabetics, but we have at least 75 million Americans who are pre-diabetic. They don't even know they're diabetic. They don't know that they're fasting blood sugar levels 125, 150. Until one day they end up with neuropathy or end up with a heart attack and think, oh, gee whiz, I never knew I had a high elevated blood sugar. Well, what did you expect? What did you eat for breakfast? You know, what you ate for breakfast, what you ate for lunch, what you ate for snacks, all that accumulated. And one day your pancreas just isn't doing its job. And the beta cells are not doing their job. So what I do is I take you on a journey and reboot your brain. And in the documentary you're going to get for free when you get Reboot Your Brain, on reversing brain aging naturally, And by the way, our brain is actually aging from the age of 27. 27 is when we begin advanced aging. So let's get over this myth that you have to be Doris Day's age, before suddenly you're considered old. Wrong. Because everything is cumulative. Now, the bad news is it's cumulative negatively, meaning it may take you 5,000 colas before you end up demineralizing your bones or causing diabetes. It may take you, 5,000 glasses of alcohol before you end up with cirrhosis of the liver. But it also means it works the same positively. So every glass of vegetable juice you have, and you can make your own. You can get a simple blender. And you don't have to get the expensive blenders. There's a whole new generation of blenders coming out that are about $200 to do what the $600 blenders do. And I won't mention any names, but they're smart. They got the 24,000 RPMs. They got the 2.5 power. They have multiple blades. But you look, and they do the same thing, and you think, wow, that was good. Now I can save all that money. So you throw in some whole organic tomatoes. And you throw in a sweet onion, a Vidalia, a 1040, a Maui onion. And listen to what I'm saying. An onion a day keeps a stroke away. An onion a day keeps a stroke away. A bulb, not a clove, a bulb of garlic, and especially if you want to roast it, especially elephant garlic, you roast it, you mash it, you put some olive oil in there, and cayenne, and pepper, which is very healthy for you, and a Himalayan pink sea salt, you've got a great dish. But garlic lowers your blood pressure, lowers your level of cancer risk, kills bacteria and viruses in the body, and is great for you. So by putting in some cloves of garlic, by putting in some, like a half a raw onion, and always rinse your onion about 30 seconds under cold water. That removes the volatile oils, which might cause a little burning, but it keeps all of the sulfur, which your body needs, because sulfur helps kill viruses and bacteria in the body. Best thing you can have if you're getting a cold or flu is you have a juice made with tomatoes. There's your lycopene, and put in a teaspoon of coconut oil. That's great for you. Some flaxseed oil. That's terrific for you. When I grew up, it was cod liver oil. Boy, my mom knew what she was doing, and because she was using something that we all now appreciate, the omega-3 fatty acids. Some vitamin C in there, and then throw in some. Things that you like as far as whatever spice you like. Squeeze in some lemon. That's great for you. Now, churn it all up and you've got your own great, great, great tomato juice. That's just one juice. You could also put in some green apple, celery, and cucumber. That's another juice. That's in case you're holding water weight and you got some problems with edema. That will help flush out the edema. And if you got circulation, well, you add in some vitamin E, from whole natural tocopherols, about 800 units of alpha, delta, beta, and gamma, what is called the whole mixed tocopherol, vitamin E, and some tocotrienol. That will help space your blood cells so you're less likely to have clumping or clotting and having a stroke or heart attack. It oxygenates the blood. It oxygenates the brain tissue. Ginkgo biloba oxygenates the brain tissue. So by oxygenating the brain, and then you get into the things in the book that really are the superstars.
Gary, unfortunately, I know I'm just getting warmed up, but we're out of time today, and I want to give our listeners one last chance to get the book, but I wanted to thank you again for your support of KBOO and for getting our listeners so excited about your book, Reboot the Brain.
Well, I'm here for you. If anyone ever needs to start a journey of healing, you can do it now. The station's there to help you. Call the station. They'll send you right out of the Reboot Your Brain plus the Rejuvenating and Reversing Brain Aging Naturally, the $40 documentary, free. And you'll have the protocols, you'll have the recipes, you'll have everything. It's easy to follow. Plus, all these experts are there to guide you in your healing process. So I thank you all. And if there's any questions anyone has, you can go to garynull.com, GARYNULL.com. Happy if I can to answer them. I do not charge money ever for my consult, ever. I have counseled over 70,000 people for free. I've never charged a penny, so I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to help people, and I'm in it to see that good science, public health science, and good common sense are used in ways that can enhance our lifespan. And you, within a year from now, within 2 years from now, there's no reason that you can't make a substantial change in your memory, your heart, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, your energy levels, sleeping patterns. All these things should improve. Pain absolutely can improve. So I look forward. If you ever need me back, just give me a call. Y'all have a wonderful day.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Gary Nolan. If you're interested in getting the book, Reboot Your Brain, and the free DVD with the book, you can call 1-877-500-5266, or you can go to kboo.fm. And I think we have Ani back in the studio to talk more about the thank you gifts you can get today.
It's true, and my gosh, oh, so much. And it starts with your call at 877-500-5266. The phones have been lit up for the last half hour, and, you know, it's so gratifying to hear from you. We want to keep hearing from you. For your $60 contribution, you get a copy of Reboot Your Brain. Not only the book, but the book and the DVD. Gary Null has made this available to you, our listeners, for your support, because he understands the importance of community radio. He values this as a platform to get his important message to you, the public. In fact, he believes in that so strongly that he's made these gifts available, and he's also offered to match your contribution dollar for dollar up to the first $500 in on Health Watch this morning. It's phenomenal support from Gary Null, the author you've been listening to for this hour. And now we just need to hear from you to know that you are supporting this with some money at 877-500-5266.
Or you can come visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you, or go to your computer at kboo.fm. If you want a copy of this book by Gary Null, Reboot Your Brain, subtitled A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Depression, Anxiety, Alzheimer's, Brain Aging, and More, plus a DVD, call 877-500-5266 for your $60 minimum pledge. We would be delighted to give that to you as a thank you gift. You know, you are the health of KBOO. Members are our health, and we depend on you every day to bring this kind of vital information to you. 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. You can give $20 a year or a dollar a day, whatever is comfortable for you. For your $60 minimum pledge, we'll be delighted to send you the Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null. It's been very popular today. And we have a free DVD that we'll send along with you with all kinds of recipes to help make you more vital and strong and healthy. And your contribution helps keep KBOO 90.7 FM very healthy. We really depend upon your help. 877-500-5266, or come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, kboo.fm. You can go to your computer. Give us a call now while you can and get a copy of this great book by Gary Null, Reboot Your Brain.
David brings it to you every week. He often talks about nutrition and how eating in better ways and healthier ways really does help to maintain our bodies and can treat certain diseases. He's covered health controversies like fluoridation, like vaccinations. He's covered issues around pregnancy and childbirth. He's had guests like Michael Pollan, like Marion Nestle, like Jane Brody, like Francis Moore LaPay. He's had local naturopaths. He's had acupuncturists and herbalists talking about how they can help specific health conditions. And this morning, he's been talking to Gary Null, author of Reboot Your Brain, an amazing interview this morning. I'm curious. I want to know more. And apparently, you want to know more, too. That's why you're dialing 877-500-5266 and letting us know you support KBOO. This is exactly the kind of information you want to have in your life. And you can pick up a copy of Reboot Your Brain, the book and the DVD, have your money count twice, all of that kind of good stuff. And know that your support is being well used here at KBOO, your community radio station, with just your $60 contribution this morning at 877-500-5266. Of course, you can give more. If you're able to give us $10 a month to sustain KABU at $10 a month, that makes such a difference here in the community. Please do consider giving at that level. I suggest people give 1 hour's wage every month. That sort of balances things out. It sort of spreads things out according to our ability. I kind of like that kind of stuff. You can do it right now. Just give us a dial at 877-500-5266 and say, yeah, you can support KABU for $11.50 a month. You can support KABU for $12 a month. You can support KABU for $9.75 a month. Whatever it is, think about an hour's wage supporting your entire community. Maybe you make a bit more. Maybe you have a wage that's paying you $20 an hour or $25 an hour. Then please give it that level. We can really use that, and that helps to sort of even things out for the folks that can't pay that quite that much. And that's kind of what community is all about, that mutual aid, helping each other out, lifting us higher together. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. We do ask that you do it now. We'd like to thank some food donors as well for contributing to this membership drive.
Thank you to Bread and Eat Cafe, 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Brecken Kitchen, 1800 Northwest 16th Avenue, and Al Forno Feruza Pizzeria, 2738 Northeast Alberta Street. You are the health of KABU. We bring this health information to you regularly with Dr. David Naiman. You can get a copy of this fascinating book by Gary Null, Reboot Your Brain, for a $60 minimum pledge. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Go to the phones now, or you can come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We'd love to meet you. Come take a tour of KABU. Have you ever been down here? We're a small station full of friendly volunteers, over 500 volunteers, little teeny staff, working 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to put out lots of information to you, like what you just learned today on Dr. David Naiman's show. If you call now, we can send you with a $60 minimum pledge, a thank you gift, Reboot Your Brain by Gary Null, including a DVD. That's 877-500-5266.
Thanks so much for those calls. Keep them coming in. 877 877-